Mark Hunter joins us to preview the eight races on the synthetic track at Pakenham. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Very well, thank you.
Eight races today. How did you find it?
Oh, look, it's really different to the most recent Thursday meetings we've had on the turf with big fields and 10 races, but small fields, not a lot of value, but I do think there are some winners there. If we can shoot straight, we should end up in front.
OK, well, let's have a look at race one, a three-year-old's maiden event over 1,000. We've got number two, a Gorican Express at 850, three, a Magnus Ceros at 550, $3 for Robe de Fate, who is the fave, four there for Arctic Flora, 550 for Little Mannix, and Pure is at $7.
Yeah, don't like this race. It's a moderate three-year-old affair. I'll tip number four, Robe de Fate, who we saw going back to January in a Blue Diamond preview. It showed some speed, just wanted to hang right off the track the whole way, so you didn't get a great guide to its ability. It's trolled up recently, jumped to the front and trolled quite well. I think it'll take plenty of running down to beat number seven, Little Mannix. Little Mannix showed speed on debut over 1,200, got very tired, fell into third. Maybe the 1,000 metres will suit better. I think number eight, Pure, has probably got the best form in the race. It's resuming from a spell and will need every bit of the 1,000. And fourth pick, number two, Gorican Express, who has shown only limited ability. It jumped out quite well recently and gets a great run from gate one. Not a lot of confidence here. 4, 7, 8, and 2.
So 4 from 7, 8, and 2 in the first. We look at race two over 1,000. Takeout runners 1 and 4. 3, Invincible King at 6, $1.85 for Way Too Hard as Faye, $5 for Charming Miss, and 8 there for Miss Inception.
Yeah, it should win this favourite. I don't know that I want to rush in at the short odds about number 6, Way Too Hard. It's only had the one start. That was going back to May 25. It had trialled a few days before that, trialled really well. I just think it might have left it on the trial track. It raced okay on debut, but certainly trialled better going into that race. Haven't seen it this time around at the jump outs, but meets a weak field, gets a good gate, gets a top rider, and should be winning. To beat number 3, Invincible King, who came out of the pack and ran on quite okay first up, should be fitter for that run. Number 7, Charming Miss, very limited, but got speed and got the claim. And 10, Miss Inception, who's going okay, gets a great run from the draw, and the jockey's flying. 6 really should win, probably just a bit short. 6, 3, 7 and 10.
So 6 from 3, 7 and 10. We look at the third. This is a maiden over the 1,200. Takeout runners 5, 12 and also the 14. We've got number 3, Ping Ping at 5. Pluck and Fire at 6. 8 there for Forward Ransom, Milex at 8.50, and Ashrama is at $2.50.
Yeah, I do think this favourite is one of the better bets of the day here, number 11, Ashrama. It had the couple of runs last campaign in town, showed some ability, went for a spell, came back on the Geelong synthetic. That's been virtually impossible to make ground on, and the winner there just led, ran along, booted away and was too good. But Ashrama, after a slow getaway, settled well back, came out of the pack and ran on really well for second. It'll be fitter for that. It steps up to 1,200 metres, which shouldn't be a worry. I think this is a weaker field, and I think Ashrama will be too good and win. Second pick, number 3, Ping Ping. Ping Ping's going to win a race soon. It's got speed. It's got a good draw. Will run well. Number 9, Forward Ransom. Made its debut last campaign. Sat back. Got out of the pack. Ran on quite well. It's trialled up okay. And 6, Storm Boss, who's big odds. It's shown some ability. Resumes from a spell. Wouldn't shock to see it run a place, but all being equal, I think 11 wins from 3, 9 and 6.
So we go 11 from 3, 9 and 6. We go to the fourth race, this over 1,600, take out the two. Short price favourite, number 1, Annunciates at $1.45, down to Red Run 7.50 and Trump Shots at 4.
Yeah, we won't get rich here with Annunciate, but it looks the winner. It's just in absolutely fantastic form. Races well on the synthetic, ticks all the boxes. It's got Moonlight Hustler as the leader here. I think Michael Walker will just park on its second, control the race. And I think Annunciate will win again at the shorts. To beat number 4, Red Run. Red Run was a good debut win, missed the start, got up on the rails, went for a spell, came back and ran on okay last start. Now fitter for that, gets the blinkers on and gets the Oliver. For third, number 3, Moonlight Hustler, will lead and give you a sight, but you can't see how it turns the tables on Annunciate. And after that, number 6, Trump Shot, who whacked away okay last time. No value race. One should win from 4, 3 and 6.
So 1 from 4, 3, 6. We go over then to race number 5. First leg of the quaddy. Here we see number 2, Maxi Campo at 3.10. Equal favourite, number 3, Reserve Street, 2.50, with the 5, Octobello at 2.50, and all the others are at longer odds.
Yeah, it's a good clash here. 2, 3 and 5 have all got good chances, and throw in the mix number 1 from overseas having its first start, and it's a good little race despite the small field. I'm going to tip number 2, Maxi Campo. It's absolutely flying. It was a terrific win here two starts ago. I went to Sandown, got back and ran on really well. I hope from gate 1 it can hold the back of Reserve Street, and I just hope it can run that horse down. They did meet a couple of starts ago, and Maxi Campo was a better run in defeat. I think Maxi Campo can win this race. To beat number 3, Reserve Street, who has won well here, went to town last time, was just outclassed. It'll go forward, it'll control the race and take plenty of running down. Number 5, Octobello, is certainly the best horse in the race. It's raced in much better company. It trialled recently. It was just a trial, but it didn't have blinkers on, so it could go a lot better on race day. And then out to number 1, Solar Cross, who joins the Galagotis team and certainly shows some staying ability overseas. Just might find this a bit short. Good race, 2, 3, 5 and 1.
So 2 from 3, 5 and 1. We look at race 6. You can take out runners 1 and 8. We've got number 3, Shavuma at 260, 370 Snowsbro, down to Jealous Rumour at 750. Got to be a Rockstar 950 and Tanto Bianco at $4.20.
Yeah, look, I think it's a clash between 3 and 4, and I'm going with number 4, Snows Bro. The stable's flying. This horse is racing really well. It'll be tucked away inside, probably 4th or 5th inside here for Clayton Douglas, and just needs to get clear at the right time, and it's got a great chance of running them down and winning. To beat number 3, Shavuma, it's back in form. It'll go forward for Oliver, control the race, be hard to run down. 6th, the Implicator, it'll do what it always does. It'll get back, it'll run on, it just has trouble winning. And next best, number 9, Tanto Bianco, who's racing consistently, gets a good run from the draw, just finding it hard to break through. I think it's a two-horse race. I'll go 4 from 3, then out to 6 and 9.
So 4 from 3, 6 and 9. Now the 7th over 1,000, take out runners 1 and 9. Number 2, Perfect Statue at 390, down to Scapare at 310 fave. Charlie Garcon 850, 950 for Beautiful B, 750 Lord Mornington, and Doc's Heroes at $5.
I think this is the best for the day. Number 3, Scapare, resumed from a spell here going back to July 10. Had a good run in transit, but then had trouble getting clear. Had to be turned side on, overcome difficulty, get balanced up and run them down and win well. I think from gate 1, it gets a good run, probably on the back of something like Doc's Hero. And I think Chelsea McFarlane just needs the brakes up the straight. Stable's going really well. Horse looks like it's come back super. And I think it can win race 7 to beat number 2, Perfect Statue. Coming off a little break, had good form in good races for a race like this, has trialled up quite well. Number 8, Doc's Hero. Change stables, it'll show good speed, it trialled quite well recently. And then out to number 4, Charlie Garcon. Never far away, just struggles to get a win on the board. Pretty keen on 3 here, 3, 2, 8 and 4.
So we go 3 from 2, 8 and 4, and then we go over to the 8th event, and here you can take out runners 13, 14, 15, 16. 1, Dancing Hare at 4, 6.50 Misty Rock, 8, 4, Perolina, 3.10 for Stornoway, and it's the fave.
Yeah, not much depth, not many chances. I think number 8, Stornoway, is the horse to beat. First up, sat wide, just kept on coming. It was a terrific win. It's only got a train on from that, and I think it's the one to beat again. To beat number 3, Misty Rock, I think it's your improver. It was just back inside at Geelong. Didn't look to be suited there, should be fitter for that run. Number 1, Dancing Hare, it's back in form. It's got a good chance. It does need luck from the wide gate. And take your pick after that. Maybe number 6, Perolina, next best. But 3-horse race with the leaning to number 8, 8, 3, 1, and then 6.
So 8 from 3, 1, and 6. And what about a best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
My best is race 7, number 3, Scapare. Trying to find a roughy was hard here. There's small fields. I'll go for race 3, number 6, Stormboss. Probably more on a 1-by-3 basis. The quaddy, try and get it skinny. Spend $18 for a dollar. First leg, 2, 3, and 5. Into numbers 3 and 4, taking Scapare, number 3, 1 out, and come home with numbers 1, 3, and 8. And my play of the day is a parlay 2, 3, and 4, all for a win. Will cost you $11 for a $1 unit. Or go race 3, number 11, Ashrama. Race 6, number 4, Snows Bro. Race 7, number 3, Scapare. And race 8, number 8, Stornoway.
Outstanding. Thanks, Mark.